Thank you, everybody out there, for joining us for today's podcast, Finding Strength with Anne. So today I have a special guest that is near and dear to my heart, and that is my husband, Dan Canfield. So I'll give you a little bit of background on Dan. We have been married for many, many years, and Dan actually has epilepsy. And unfortunately, fortunately, he has had 1 year seizure-free, but occasionally he has breakthrough seizures. But I will tell you that he is a rock star in my world. So Dan, why don't you go ahead and say hello to everybody?
Hello out there. Nice to meet you. Nice to see you. No, my bad. Nice to hear from everybody.
Wonderful. So I brought Dan on today because we talk a lot about how we overcome adversity and how we turn obstacles into opportunities. So I'm going to let Dan tell a little bit about his story, and then we're going to go from there. So Dan, just tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 56-year-old man. I've had epilepsy since I was about 15 years old, and I used to drive a car, believe it or not, even though I had epilepsy, scary as hell as that is. But I stopped driving because that's crazy and I didn't want to kill somebody. So I stopped. Anyways, life went on and I lived my life and I grew up the youngest of 10 in Connecticut and then moved out to Arizona and met Annette. That was the best thing to happen in my life. Yes. And battled my seizures the whole time and had all these operations. But you know what? That's really, I've told her before, it definitely stinks. But minor compared to what so many other people, problems that so many others have in their lives. I've got, to me, it's a minor disability. It's painless. To me, literally, it's painless. So
Dan, tell us a little bit about what are some things that you have found that has helped you cope with the adversities that you have faced?
Well, I try to stay busy each day. I go to a boxing gym. I go over to my sister's house as much as I can and walk her dog, walk her sister and her husband's. My sister and her husband's dog, you know, up and down the road, their road. And let's see, I do errands around the house. I walk our dog Buddy here a few times a day if I can. And let's see, things like that. I just try to keep myself busy. And so I'm not sitting here in a chair thinking all day like, oh boy, I don't work. What? Poor me kind of thing. I don't want my mind sitting there saying, oh, poor me. So I keep myself going as much as possible.
And I know you write a blog. Tell us a little bit about the blog that you write.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll write a blog because I think it's great for my head. And I think it's wonderful for my brain and imagination to do that. And I think it helps me a lot because it's a way to prevent me from having seizures. I believe that. And so that's why I write them. Plus, I like to write. And so I write them, you know, maybe 300, sometimes 400 words. And I write about all kinds of things. It's just, I always have a good time doing them. And there's never a certain day that I put them out. It's just whenever I feel like doing them, I do them.
That's awesome. And I know that I have many people enjoy reading those. So we have to give a shout out to Blue Boy Boxing because I know you started going there a few years ago. And that has been just a huge, huge source of community for you. As well as I know that occasionally you will join me for the meetings for public speaking for Toastmasters.
Oh, Toastmasters. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that place is great. To learn more about public, not learn more, to learn to speak improve your public speaking.
Yeah, which
People
is
there.
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed that. Started.
So I
And
have.
boy, yes, Blue Boy Rock.
I also have to. I have to ask because I know our audience would love to know this. Dan, what's your favorite TV show of all time?
Seinfeld.
That's right. Dan and I are huge Seinfeld fanatics, I would say. And Dan, do you have any favorite episode or what episode comes to your mind?
Oh boy, you're gonna make me think. Uh-oh. Oh Lord.
I will say the one I was thinking of the other day was the fact of the reservation. Anybody can take the reservation, but
Yeah.
we need to hold the reservation.
Really, that's the most important part.
That's right. That's right. And I was thinking about that because of in a class that I teach, it's all about taking in the good. Anybody can have a good moment, but we need to hold on to the good moment.
That's right.
And that's really the most important part of
Holding. That's right.
that's right, the holding on. So Dan, tell me about what sports you like to watch.
Well, depends upon the season. My favorite sport, I would still have to say baseball, even though I think there's too many teams now, but I still like it a lot. And then football, college, then pro. I
Sure.
follow Oklahoma and Notre Dame, and I guess some team called Florida State.
I caught that. I'm an alumni of Florida State, just so everybody
Ah,
knows that.
yeah, I know, I know.
So Dan, do you ever get to go out to any live sports that you might watch?
Let's see. Maybe. Yeah, I think I do. Let's see. Just a little while ago, we've caught a couple of UConn basketball games, men's basketball games this year. A few, not, no, actually a few. I think like six games we've seen so far.
Yep, go Huskies. And what else?
Oh, the baseball. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Minor league baseball, what is it, in Hartford, right?
Yep,
Or the Hard Yards, yeah.
the Hartford Yard Goats.
Yep.
So I will let everybody know the other reason why I have Dan joining us today is also because of a recent diagnosis that he has been given, which is prostate cancer, stage two prostate cancer. And he's getting ready to go and have surgery to have his prostate removed, which we know that many, many people are affected by cancer. And so Dan, just for our audience to understand, what is giving you that resilience and that strength as you go through this process right now?
Well, I know that this cancer is a big thing, and cancer has been in my family, my immediate family, to run its course in our family for many years. And so it's in its early stages in my body, so I want to get it out of my body before it gets worse and worse and worse. So therefore, we're going in what, about 3 weeks or so, to get it out, and hopefully there will be no more after that. Cross my fingers and pray and hope that that's the case.
Absolutely, and we're definitely hoping for the best in that arena. And for anybody out there facing adversity, especially those that have any type of physical obstacles, what would your advice or what would your words of wisdom be to them, especially anybody who might have a new diagnosis? What do you tell them to be able to lift them up of what has helped you throughout all the years?
Oh boy. I would tell them that try to look at the simple things in life, smile each day, find a friend, talk to people that you love, and remember that in that this day and age there are so many remedies and treatments for different cancers or illnesses. So, though you might be scared, try to keep a positive eye and think, have a little confidence, despite what the diagnosis might be. That's my strange but real advice to people.
That's awesome. So I will end on, I appreciate you sharing that, and I appreciate you sharing your story with our audience today. I will end on a note and give a story to everybody. And this is a story about a gentleman who had lost a loved one, and he went to the local wisdom teacher, and he said, "Please, please, can you give me something to help my grief go away? I'm just so despondent and depressed, and I really need you to just give me something. Do you have anything that you can give me?" And he said, the wisdom teacher looked at him and he said, "I don't have anything that I can give you, but I will tell you this. If you can go around town and find someone who has not experienced grief and come back to me and tell me who you found that has not experienced grief, then I will be able to help you." And the gentleman said, thank you so much." And he went around town, he knocked at different doors, and he found that every household had experienced grief and loss in some way. And he came back to the wisdom teacher and he said, "Well, I'm sad, but I'm happy because I don't need anything from you, because what I found out there is a whole lot of people understanding and relating to what I'm going through. And that has helped me to get through this loss." And it's that same thing, like you said, Daniel, that concept of community and family and being able to connect with one another.
Right.
So thank you, Daniel, for joining us today.
Course.
And I appreciate everybody out there, and hoping that this helps you find your strength today. Thank you very much.